Hello, and welcome to another in a series of podcasts brought to you by the Commercial Real Estate Professional Investor Group, also known as CREATHING. CREATHING Audio Series is produced by J.W. Nigerian and Bob Schecker of Fools Media Group. This recording is copyright 2011 and is the property of the Commercial Real Estate Professional Investor Group and Fools Media Group, and all rights are reserved.
Hello, everybody. This is J.W. Nigerian and Bob Schecker with the Networking Fools. And today we're really excited to have Bill Crosby on the line with us for an interview. For those who don't know Bill Crosby is well known in social media and social marketing. And he was the person who started, his course started me, learning Twitter and Facebook and social media, and launched me into my new career as a marketer. And so we're really excited to have Bill on today. Bob, how you doing? You there?
Very good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting all of Bill's secrets out of him.
Oh, that's right. We got to get all the secrets. Bill usually charges big bucks for these secrets, so we're going to try to suck them out of him without him knowing.
There you go.
You know, guys, I really appreciate you having me on. I love the joking energy you have. The funny thing about my secrets is that if I don't explain them, most people can't understand them. So I can tell you exactly what I do, and without giving you the sort of nitty gritty details, but you know, some cases it wouldn't help. So, I think that's why one of the reasons that the landscape is changing so much right now, because if you notice, a lot of people are going to done for you or kind of business in a box models.
Right.
Because so many of us have bought these things that we've never opened.
That's true.
I'm sure that will resonate with a lot of people. I have a whole shelf full of them. Well, you know, a whole digital shelf, I should say.
Yeah, I have shelfware. Lots of shelfware.
Yeah, shelfware, yeah. Exactly.
Your courses, one of the things about your courses is, because I've bought many of them. And, you're welcome. Thank you, because they're all full of great information and helped me
Bill's
do a lot of stuff.
That's why Bill's coming to us from his yacht.
Yeah, exactly. calling in from the yacht, the G4.
No, not quite the yacht. I live in Chicago. It is freezing cold right now. Although I'm not looking at snow today, because we did have a big thaw last week. So not quite the yacht that you would expect, but
okay.
Hey. It affords me some wonderful lifestyle, that's for sure.
Okay, so let me start you out. For some of the people who don't know you, and some of the people that do, even though they may know your stories because you're out on the web and you've done video and all kinds of blogs for quite a long time, but tell us how you got started, where you come from.
Well, I, like you guys, came out of the real estate business, The reason, and I say came out, because I think what you're specifically referring to is how I got started online. So I'll kind of tell that story.
Right.
Because, you know, anything that happened before that is pretty boring anyhow. So kid, wife, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know.
Okay.
But getting started online was, I was, very, very active in buying and selling real estate, doing a lot of flipping, a lot of rehabbing. New home construction, apartment construction, all kinds of different things. But wound up, because I'm a big proponent of education, I'm always buying education to learn how to do things better. Wound up buying somebody's system who said, wow, you're like, you know, as knowledgeable about real estate as I am, can you come help me teach it to my lead gen business? And I'm like, huh? Well, sure, what? What are you doing, you know? And so I started working with him. He's actually an ex-congressman, so he came with a lot of credibility because of that. But I started working with him on kind of really coaching people on how to do some of this, you know, kind of stuff I was doing. And then he said, hey, you know, you're really good at this. Would you, you know, help us figure out how to get more leads? Because at that point they were buying leads, which is a very common model, that somebody else creates the lead online and somebody like this buys it and then sells them into a coaching program on how to do it, right? And I said, well, sure, you know, I mean, there's this pay-per-click thing. Let's just put up a website and, you know, go spend some money. And that's the absolute worst advice that I could ever give anybody, because that's just not the way you want to do pay-per-click. But,
right.
You know, we'd didn't really know what we were doing, and started doing that, and next thing you knew, we were spending about $15,000 a month in pay-per-click.
Wow, how long ago was this?
This was about 3.5 years ago, actually.
Okay.
Which seems like an eternity now, simply because I'm old and I can't remember last week, let alone 3.5 years ago. you know, it was certainly in the height of being able to, what's the best way I could put it, dupe Google still in pay-per-click. So I started learning a lot of the tricks because I said, you know, although we're making money, like $15,000 a month is a really hard thing to swallow. And I didn't have any knowledge of, like, you know, list building and, you know, list interaction and all those sort of critical functions that go into once you start getting leads in the door, how to monetize them. And we were just talking about that a little bit before this conversation, before we hit the record button. But, you know, all that stuff was just completely new to me. But the one thing I did know is that Dan Kennedy knew a lot about that. And so I really started diving into what he was doing. And and learning from him a lot, and started getting a real education in direct response marketing, which, you know, led to a lot more success online and a little bit of affiliate marketing. But then when social media hit the scene, I was just completely just amazed by it. You know, I'm like, this is real-time communication. This is, you know, MIRC, if you remember that, on steroids, right? This is
right.
Like nothing I've ever seen, and Twitter, you know, truly amazed me. You know, I started out in the MySpace realm, which is where most people started out, but, you know, clearly, you know, one of the things that Dan Kennedy teaches is that if you want to make money, then get yourself in front of the traffic that's most predisposed to buying something from you because of whatever you're selling, pretty much. I mean, you know, you always sell something that people want to buy, right? You get in front of that traffic. So I began to understand that when I saw social media, I knew immediately that that was a gold mine for traffic forever.
Right.
You know, because I was on chats and stuff like that long before social media came along.
Well, I remember you from when you first started Twitter. And it sounds funny when you're talking 2-3 years ago. It sounds like, you know, it sounds like just yesterday to most people. But in social media and marketing, it's an eternity. Things have changed
so much
in very short time, along with, you know, and the economy didn't help. But you were getting huge numbers, and you put out that course. What was the course called?
The Twitter Traffic Machine.
Yes, the Twitter Traffic Machine, which was the first one I bought from you, and taught me how to really get my Twitter numbers up there. And you were, you know, your numbers were huge. And I remember you also doing a video with your buddy Gabe, where you, which was really cool about it, was, and you were saying that you were learning. You sat down with Gabe and you were essentially talking to people about, hey, this, guess what we learned today? Guess we learned to do or not to do, which was extremely helpful for a lot of people.
As a matter of fact, we did that whole video series not on the couch in the basement, which is what the original Twitter Traffic Machine video was shot from, but on the front porch, among my kids' toys. So it's pretty comical to think back on those days, because I'm standing in the front porch right now as we're talking, looking at the wicker furniture that we shot those original videos on. But
well,
it's
so funny because I remember watching you guys in front of your laptop sharing an iPod headset, it looked like.
Oh yeah, that was our weekly show that we did, where we did sort of uncover a lot of really cool tools and tricks and all kinds of different things, you know, because, I mean, you know, I guess one of the beauties of being an entrepreneur at that time was, I've always been in control of my own time, so we were able to, you know, start a lot of things. And literally, I mean, I said in the original training videos or the original sales video that I spent 2,000 hours on Twitter learning it, and it was probably pretty close to that.
Well, yeah. In fact, that's a good question to ask you, because of the, you know, your course at a time when everything was new and nobody knew what to do. You, so it's called Social Loomp now. You already knew how to use that. You knew how to get content in using Google Alerts. You knew all these steps. that, I mean, where were you getting all this information? Was this from your chats? Or was this from you just spending, you know, zillions of hours digging through everything you could find?
Yeah, it was the latter. It was really just digging through everything that I could find. I'm a, you know, a very strong proponent of automation and, you know, continue to build out automated tools. Just because I think and have, you know, clearly validated that, you know, without automation, you can spend a lot of time in these spaces doing a lot of stuff that doesn't make you any money. So if you're looking at, you know, how do you make money online and certainly how to make money in social media, if you're not utilizing automated tool sets, it's going to be much more difficult. So, you know, basically what I started to determine was, okay, how can I use a lot of free tools that are readily available to anybody, but basically compile them together in a way that creates an automated system. Mm-hmm. And that's what that first, you know, product was just a number of free tools that when combined together,
they became very powerful.
They became very powerful, yes, absolutely. So, and, you know, I've since done other things similar to that. And I'm actually in the process of building out the biggest tool that I've ever built. This is one that's actually completely 100% my own, meaning it does not rely on anybody else's tools, that is going to do some very amazing things for people. And it also will have the same functionality that original compilation of tools had, which is it turns anybody who uses it into an affiliate. And I believe that's probably one of the number one things that most people who build products leave out, is if you can have your product through automation create an affiliate, then you're basically 9/10 of the way down the road for true success.
A lot of people
don't do that, surprisingly.
Is this a good tool because of the fact that when you do a bunch of affiliations, you do affiliations with different people, it becomes kind of unmanageable? Or
no, by affiliate meaning that it's just somebody who, when they buy the tool, they immediately, and by immediately meaning that the tool itself helps them in some automated fashion to promote the tool to make money for themselves. So I can kind of give you the skinny of what this tool is going to do. We're about 30 to 45 days out from being done with development on it. But when you buy the system, okay, what happens is that you get led to the system by seeing a piece of like an update or status update or a tweet or something like that, okay, that would say something like this, like, do you want to learn how to get to the number one position for your keyword on LinkedIn? Training starting in 15 minutes, click here. Okay, you click that, and whoever actually posted that, it's going to go to their site. Okay, and you would opt in to go watch that training at that point on their site and become a member of their list. So it actually is a way in which I've discovered that I can help thousands and thousands and thousands of people turn their social media connections into their list. Okay, by using my really good training as their own. So when you opt in, you go on their list, which is pretty cool. Okay, so it's not my list, it's your list, right? So you go out, you tweet, somebody comes in and says, yeah, I want to learn how to get to the number one position on LinkedIn. Okay, cool. And they opt in on your site. Okay, they then come to my site to watch the training. Okay, and in the training, it's going to give them a couple of, like, short commercials to this whole system, okay? And if they proceed forward, what they do is they come in and they select a URL, they select a theme, it's all done on WordPress, okay? The URL and the theme and everything gets automatically installed, okay? So there's no, this is a completely automated function, okay? And then they go and the system sets up an autoresponder for them, and it also inserts about 60 days worth of emails for you in your niche. Meaning if your niche is marketing, well, we got that. If your niche is health and wellness, we got that. If your niche is, you know, this, okay? And then here's the really cool thing is that each one of those emails is going to have ClickBank products in it. So it's content-based emails, good content-based emails, but if you want to get more information, this is a good product that you might consider buying. That is your affiliate link for ClickBank.
Mm-hmm.
So they go and they purchase that, you make the money. Okay.
Well, that's great. Let me back up a little bit with you, Bill, because, you know, there's a lot of, I see, you know, the blogs on the web and everything, and there's a lot of people selling marketing out there, and I've bought a few things out there on affiliate marketing and different kind of marketing to either learn for myself or to be able to blog on it, et cetera. You know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like the same old information being thrown at you all the time. You need to build a list. You need to do this. You need to do that. And I'm wondering, are you finding it just as easy as it was a couple of years ago to market people on the web, or is it getting tougher? Because I remember being able to drive, with your system, I was able to drive 400 people to a site in a day, no problem, 800 people to a site in a day, no problem. Nowadays, the same stuff goes out, and if I get 25 people there, it's a big deal, because people just aren't, you know, they're deleting stuff. They've seen it all before, over and over
again. Yeah, well, it's not even that. I believe it has more to do with signal-to-noise ratio than anything else.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
When you were first doing that, there was very little noise going on, so your signal was heard clearly.
Right.
Now there's tons of noise. You know, there's all kinds of just junk being promoted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with most of that, and for the common person, not somebody who's got, you know, a team of people that can go create websites for them, you know, readily, right? For
mm-hmm.
the common person who doesn't have those kind of resources available to them, you know, I can tell you exactly how to make money. I can tell you exactly what to do with social media. I can tell you that if you provide really good training to people, they will give you their email address. Okay, that is still very true. Okay,
mm-hmm.
especially, you know, training that comes predisposed with lots of testimonials to it. Like, this training is amazing. You know, I mean, that's what we need nowadays in order to give up our email address, because there's just so much junk out there.
Right.
But if you lead with real value, and Evan Pagan talks about this a lot, you know, pushing
mm-hmm.
the free line. You know, I'm talking about taking all of my stuff for this new system that I charge people for and giving it away in exchange to get them in the door so they understand the power of this tool that I'm creating.
Right.
I'm willing to do that because it makes sense, you know.
Well, you got all these marketers out there making it tough for you where they say, get these videos, these four videos, training for free. You go in there and they're upselling you right away. You're barely watching the videos before you're upsold the new thing that is actually the answer you wanted. So you paid for the ad, essentially, and it ticks a lot of people off.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, part of, and you know, I can't recall if we had this in the recorded conversation or the pre-recorded conversation, but part of what goes into this is that, you know, most people can't do the stuff that they're buying. Like, we buy lots and lots of systems that we just don't ever have the time for, or the space for, or the understanding for, or whatever, to implement
mm-hmm.
them. Okay, so the whole, you know, community right now, as far as the internet marketing world goes, is moving towards more done-for-you things. And the real sharp marketers realize, wow, you know what? It's not enough to just sell them a bunch of videos anymore. You gotta put something together that actually does a lot of it for them.
Right.
And if it does a lot of it for them, then there's just a much higher propensity that it's going to work for people. That, you know, if I tell you, you know, buy my system and it's going to make you money, you know, I can't just sell you videos anymore. I've got to do a bunch of it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to get that done is through automation. So that's why, you know, I've been led to this idea. And have been building it out over the last couple of months. Because I know that if I can literally take care of all the little details like I create the web page for you, I insert the web form in there, I automate the process of tweeting for you in Twitter and status updating for you in Facebook, and I provide the great content for you, people are going to follow that trail. It just makes sense. Mm-hmm. And it's a completely automated system for me. It's a completely automated system for you, too. So now you're able to take your social media followings, give them great content that they're going to love you for. If it makes sense to them, and I'm going to have this down to the point where I can say, if you've got 5,000 followers on Twitter, we know that you're going to make $130 a month on average with this system. Because I'll be able to determine that. It's just a statistical
I tell you what, I'll probably be one of your first customers because I'm the world's biggest skeptic, but I would love, because the big issue that I always have is, okay, I get the people, I have the lists, and by the way, with the 36 Twitter accounts that I have, I'm probably well over the, close to half to a three-quarter of a million followers. Useless, don't know what you could do with them. And you're telling me that through your purchase, your product rather, that you can actually help me figure out how to monetize those connections.
Absolutely. Because what people are looking for, you know, again, is high quality, valuable stuff will always endear people more to you than anything else you can do, right?
Right.
Now, is everybody able to dive into LinkedIn for 6 hours a day like, you know, I can? No, they're just not. They're, you know, a lot of people have jobs and families. And I mean, I've got a family, too, so I can't do it at night. My wife would kill me. But, you know, those are just simply, you know, things that most people can't do. You know, you can't spend all that time necessary to learn Twitter the way I did. So, you know, whenever somebody can help you through that process and provide the great content for you to use as your own, you know, we're also going to have this available so that you can insert your own content in there, too. So you can actually upload.
I don't want to cut you off, but just to let people know how to get a hold of you, is that at BillCrosby.com? Do they go there, or do you have another place you'd like them to go?
No, BillCrosby.com is great.
And that's Crosby with C-R-O-S-B-Y, correct?
Correct, yes.
That's where he's not, wickedly smart marketing and social media strategies.
Not to be confused with Dr. Huskable.
Well, you're right. If you just Google Bill Crosby, you're going to get Bill Cosby. It does get confusing.
Unfortunately, he's hard to compete with.
That's one of the things that I know you're really good at SEO and all that stuff, but with a name like Bill Crosby, you know, it's tough. Come on.
Well, you know what? It actually is never anything I've ever spent any real time trying to compete with him. I mean, I do own, you know, lots of positions on the front page of the search results for my name. But, like, why bother with my name? I mean, you know, so some people might be interested in who I am, but, you know, people don't care about who I am. They want to know what can I do for them. That's all that really matters, you know.
That's true. That's true.
So a lot of people get that wrong.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying a lot of people get that wrong. They think, well, you know, I need to tell them who I am first so that they will want to buy from me. Well, no. It's all about what you can do for people.
Well, you were one of the first people that was teaching, at least in a, I've always believed in asking a person what they want and relationship-type marketing, but you kind of brought it home. You were one of the only guys who was talking about it on the Internet with the all these, you know, make money quick by doing all these things and affiliations and all this. You're the one of the few guys that wrote a whole sections on, okay, this all sounds great, but you still have to warm up your list. You just can't grab a cold list and bang it without, you know, having building a little relationship. Is that not necessarily so true now, or...?
Oh, that's always going to be true. You know, a list does not open unless you have a relationship with it. And trust me, I've not always done this well. I've made, you know, lots of mistakes, you know, recently with this, okay? You know, I believe that, and, you know, I hate to even throw this number out because I don't practice what I preach sometimes, but I believe that about a 5-to-1 ratio is most appropriate for a list in terms of 5 pieces of content for every 1 offer. Yes, you can make money off a list when done correctly. There's no doubt about it. But that list has to have a, you know, a certain trust with you, and you don't get that. And you know what's interesting nowadays is you know, a lot of people are scraping all sorts of different sites. LinkedIn is one of them because it's just really easy to do that. and basically uploading the scraping emails that they get off these things and then mailing them. And I, you know, very politely, when I get those mailings, inform them that this is not CAN spam compliant. And if I were an attorney right now, you'd be in a lot of trouble. You know, it is not a very smart practice. And they always respond back, but I gave you the ability to unsubscribe. It's like, no. You don't understand. There are people out there that are waiting for you that will really fry you. So, you know, that's just not a, it's not a good methodology. You want people coming in because they have discovered a great piece of content you put out there, whether it be a blog post or a video how-to or an audio or what you guys are doing with your site. I mean, you know, there's so many different ways of doing that. But, you know, that is very real. There are attorneys that specialize in going after people who violate CAN spam laws.
Do you have certain tricks for building your list? And would, you know, for it's hard to do with your blog, or because you never get one of those. If you're up against a rock in a hard place, okay, you can't send anything to the person, but you got to let them know you're there.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I really like to do is to, and this I'll give you a little tip that I use as far as LinkedIn list building, okay? Couple different ways you can do that. I think one of the lowest hanging fruits right now in LinkedIn list building right now is the opennetworkers.com site, which is growing like crazy, okay?
Right.
And if you, I think it's like $50 a year to be a member of that, and they've got, last time I saw it was over 75,000 members, okay?
Is that better? Super, that's better than TopLink, do you think?
You know, I'm not even familiar with TopLink, so I've just I put this in place. Obviously, this strategy would work with anything, okay?
Okay.
That is that kind of a system, okay? But the basic premise behind it, for those that aren't familiar with it, is that you pay $50 to become a member of this system, and you tell them which sites you want to connect on, and somehow or another, I don't even know how they do it. Somebody just recommended it to me, and I put it in place months ago, and now I have 10,000 followers on LinkedIn, okay, because of this.
Hmm.
But what I did is I set up a process by which when LinkedIn, the way it works, is that if somebody puts a request to befriend you, okay, it's a very form letter kind of request. It's like, I'd like to, you know, connect with you on LinkedIn or whatever the message is.
Right.
I took that message, put it into a filter on Gmail, okay, and said whenever a message like this comes in, then respond with this email. And I wrote a very good email that says, hey, thanks for the connection, really looking forward to getting to know you, and if you're interested in getting to the number one position on LinkedIn, click here, you know. And I send them right into a very, very high-quality video that teaches people exactly how to dominate search on LinkedIn. It's a very high value, matched exactly with the clientele that I want to be putting that, i.e. find the traffic, put what they're interested in front of them, and that little strategy alone brings in 5 to 10 opt-ins completely automatically for me a day.
Okay, so are these targeted connections in LinkedIn? You can get a zillion recruiters and a zillion more IT people, and we're in real estate.
Yeah.
We're always trying to get the real estate leads.
Absolutely. You know, I don't know where they come from. I assume a lot of them come from the open networkers. I know that I dominate all of my keywords in LinkedIn, so I get a lot of people from that. But it was kind of a set-it-and-forget-it strategy for me. So whenever I can bring in 5 to 10 leads without paying a dime for them, well, actually, I guess I did pay. I may have paid $50 for the whole year, you know. So the per lead cost would be pennies if it were even to be figured out, you know.
Right.
But a strategy like that, I mean, that's very low-hanging fruit. You know, that's very simple to do. It's very easy because LinkedIn is all based upon the density of your keywords in your profile and your profile set up correctly and well to attract people to go click on your profile. Now, the other thing you can do, if you have an iPhone, iPad, or any one of those devices that runs the LinkedIn app, is that it's very easy to use the LinkedIn app to connect with people. Okay, because LinkedIn has an algorithm that says, you know, this is the most likely person you'll want to connect with next, and that algorithm is, the button on the LinkedIn app is called Reconnect. You can go in there, and what I, and it'll allow you, depending upon how many, I think once you get over 2,000 or, it's much less than that. I don't remember exactly the number, but once you get over a certain threshold, they'll allow you to follow up to 200, maybe 300 people a day. Whoa. And you don't have to go through that process of, I'm a friend, or we worked at this place. You just click a button. Click.
But, yeah, you have to pay for that service, though.
You do not. It is free.
Well, that's great, because it isn't free on LinkedIn alone.
Yeah, no, absolutely. If you just have a personal LinkedIn account, you can use that LinkedIn app. Go look on your phone if you're an iPhone user. Go look on your phone on your LinkedIn app. The button's called Reconnect.
Oh, no, I'm just saying that if you're just running LinkedIn on your computer without the app, and you're not paying for LinkedIn, then, you know, groups actually is a good way to go, but otherwise you can't just hook up with whoever you want. And if somebody says, I don't know you too many times, they nick
you
in your group.
I do want to issue that caveat to anybody that's listening that thinks that they can go into one of these Lions or open network groups. The one thing they do have to be careful of, and I can cite probably 5 or 6 friends that I know of that did it, they joined the group, they paid the money, and they wound up getting more than the allotted 3 DNKs, do not knows, and they got kicked out of, you know, you can't get any more invitations for a while. And with one guy, it happened twice. They actually threw him off LinkedIn. So it can be a little bit hairy.
Well, they don't always throw you off. It's actually happened to me over 5 times. So.
Yeah, they shut you down. They shut you down for about a week or so.
Yeah, they shut me down. You actually have to go to them, and you have to say, I'm sorry, I realize I was wrong, and then they're really nice about it.
Yes.
And then they let you back up, and everything's hunky-dory again. But now I don't invite anymore. I have enough people coming to me, but I'm going to go check out that app because I'd like to be able to invite more without having issues.
Well, and you know, the rule of thumb, I imagine, is just not to be aggressive about it, you know.
Right.
Do it within a normal sort of process of what a normal human being would be doing, not a hyper networker,
right?
And you're going to be okay, you know.
Let me change directions on you. You were talking earlier. You brought it up. WordPress, and your site is WordPress. If I saw it correctly, you're a big WordPress fan.
I'm a huge WordPress fan.
And so we're going to get into this in a second. And that's groups on Facebook, which I want you to talk about in a second. But have you tried setting up groups on WordPress?
I have. Most of my main membership sites are in WordPress.
Ah.
So, and I've used kind of everything under the sun. You're just going to ask. Yeah.
What do you use, BuddyPress or Mingle?
No, I don't use any of those. The ones that I like the most are the ones that interact best with my shopping cart. Because then if someone doesn't pay for the membership, the shopping cart automatically shuts off their access. I don't have to do it. So my favorite right now is a plugin, or I guess it is a plugin. Yeah, it's a plugin called Infusion WP, which works with the Infusionsoft system flawlessly.
And you're using Infusionsoft also?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people love that one.
I've been an Infusionsoft user for a long, long time. So, and by a long, long time, that's 3.5 years.
Internet years.
Yeah, it's like dog years. It's a whole different deal.
Yeah, I think it might even have a greater than the 7-to-1 ratio than the dog year does.
Oh, absolutely. It's more like a decade per year.
Yeah, it definitely feels that way. So, but yeah, I love that. I have used A Member. I have used Wishlist. I have used, I've literally created membership sites with just one WordPress password, which I don't recommend that. That makes no sense.
Okay, but when you say membership, it's not really a membership where they have conversations between them then, because if you're just using the Infusion WP, they have to log in, they have to sign in, but there's no place for them to talk to each other. All they can do is just respond to your posts.
Sure they can, in threaded comments.
In the comments, right. Okay.
Yeah, in the comments. Now, you know, we were talking earlier about, and we'll get to this next, the functionality behind the new Facebook groups is very much so a real-time conversation going on. And we're finding, we've got one going right now that we're having tremendous success with. And it's very easy to manage, because ostensibly what winds up happening is that as they're learning the content, they're talking to each other and they're answering each other's questions. So, and it's simply because it's so easy to do with Facebook. I believe that's the difference between that and the threaded comments feature within WordPress, is that it's just not as easy to do. I mean, it's still pretty easy to do with WordPress, but it's not as easy as it is with Facebook. And plus, you know, the thing about Facebook is we all log on to Facebook on a daily basis for those that are, you know, that are users of the system. And you get the little notifications whenever anybody, you know, posts a new comment or, you know, posts a new thread altogether, you get notified. And that's the beautiful thing about Facebook, is that it very much so, you know, it's a one-stop shop. So what we did is we created a private group, which if the users haven't done, it's very simple to do. Over on the left-hand side, when you're on your home screen in Facebook, you just go to Groups. And when you click the Group button, it's going to say Create a New Group up in the right-hand corner. And you create a group, and you tell what kind of group do you want to. You want to have a public or you want to have a private group. Okay? If you create a private group, then you can upload video, you can upload audio, you can upload documents. You can do all kinds of stuff within that environment that nobody else can see but members of that. And if you're the admin, you're the only one who can bring in new members and consequently kick out members. So if you want to, you know, we were talking about earlier, is if you want to make money tomorrow and you've got a niche subject that you know people will pay you for, go set up a PayPal account, contact them and say, hey, I'm starting my training, it's going to be within Facebook. And you've got a membership site within Facebook now that is pretty functional. Especially as far as community building goes.
I'm looking at the difference right now between the group and the page, and obviously the difference is with the page, anybody can just say, I like it, and they're connected.
Right.
With the group, it's a group. It's a separate thing. You it's a membership. You have to join the group or be invited into the group, but you can't do
exactly.
It without, okay. There's the big difference.
So anyway, Bill, you know, everybody knows you've been out there. You're working. You know, you're on Google, and you're probably on just about every at one time or another every networking, you know, social media site out there, trying it out and working it. And you know, you're working on your fan page, and you're working on a group, and you're, you know, on your WordPress and every other thing. And do you ever get really spread thin, and how do you keep track of all this stuff? I mean, the regular guy out there trying to put this stuff together is usually pulling his hair out. How do you do it?
Yeah, well, first of all, I don't have any hair left.
That's right. Bad analogy.
There's nothing to grab a hold of, you know, and I really like my ears where they are, so we'll leave those in place. You know, it is definitely tough. It is, there's a work-life balance that has to be adhered to. And what I've done is, you know, when I sit down to work, I turn everything else off. I don't let myself get distracted. So that's one of the, you know, the little dime store pieces of advice that I can give people is, you know, if you have a problem with distraction as far as social media goes and you're trying to build a product or you're trying to learn more about it or whatever, you know, turn all that other stuff off. You know, don't let it distract you, because then you find yourself 2 hours later being distracted by 10 things, wondering, what did I start out to do, you know? So that's definitely something I've had to learn and just had to...
So is email considered one of the, you know, your
Absolutely.
400 emails a day considered one of those distractions?
It very much so is, okay? You know, with the amount of email that I get, it's definitely overwhelming. I just don't trust anybody to do that for me. I would not hire a VA to go through my email.
Mm-hmm.
So what winds up happening is that sometimes I don't get back to people's emails until 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, you know. I mean, beyond customer service stuff, that is handled by somebody else.
Right.
So clearly that's not something I want to have my own hands in, because I'll mess it up.
Thank you. I sent you an email today. You got right back to me, so.
Oh, good. Are we efficient?
No,
that was my personal email, though.
Yeah, okay.
And,
so.
and I had this meeting, obviously, on my calendar. But, yeah, I mean, it is definitely a struggle. And, you know, I can't even imagine what the Frank Kerns of the world do. I just think that they just don't have any way to get a hold of them. And that's their only mechanism.
Okay,
so, but,
listen, we're coming up on the hour, and what I wanted, if you can, is there any golden nuggets you can give the audiences? Is there some people out there that are struggling with affiliations and making money, and I'm sure they're going to want to look into your new stuff? Are there any golden nuggets you can give people to kind of put them on the right track so they're not all over the place?
Well, there's no specific track that I'll give you, okay? But I'll give you what has been very helpful for me in learning all this stuff is to pick one thing and learn it really, really well before you start doing anything else. One of the biggest distractions that people will encounter in the online community is that if you go around chasing shiny objects, is how we put it, okay, you'll never be able to focus on one thing that'll make you money.
Bob's back there secretly laughing because he knows I'm very ADHD.
Yeah.
Yeah, so am I.
I'm the shiny key guy.
Yeah. And there's some really cool shiny stuff out there that can easily distract you. You know, I mean, there's a lot of really fun things that make a lot of sense when you're struggling to work to learn something else, you know. But, you know, that struggle is worth the fight. It's worth the time spent. You know, first of all, I mean, obviously don't go into something unless you're pretty certain that there's other people making money there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody else is making money there and it, you know, it appeals to your personality type. So if, you know, people are making money in blogging, no doubt about it. If you like to write a lot, then, you know, that would be a good consideration. But blogging's not enough because you need to know about SEO, because SEO is what gets people to your blog.
Right.
So, you know, that's an important distinction. But, you know, find something that you're passionate about. Make sure that there's lots of testimonials before you buy someone's system, and then stick with it. You know, don't let yourself get distracted. Don't do what I did.
<You know>? That's actually really good stuff, because you remember Jay Abraham teaches joint venture. Okay, he told me the same thing. He said, stop, you know, throwing the expletive shit on the wall. You know, you stop throwing up the shit on the wall and stop, you know, with the irons in the fire and stop trying, you know, 50 million things. Pick something, finish it. Go on to something else.
Yeah, I mean, if a listener right now has a system that they haven't gotten into, do that first. You know, go get into the system. Do everything in it. And
assuming they trust that system. And one of the reasons that we are doing this interview with you is because we want to make sure we bring people something that we know has some credibility. You know, there's just too many hucksters out there. There's too many people bringing all kinds of things that are really not, they haven't really tested it, they haven't really tried it, and you've kind of learned as you go. You put the package together, you're constantly changing and updating and letting people know it is or doesn't work. So that's important for us, because we want to be able to present something to people that we think works. And of course, as I said, I'll be one of your first testers, and then I'll be shouting it from the roof, so it'll be okay.
Yeah, well, you bet. I will be sure to give it to you once we're ready to go. the only thing that I'll have you pay for is the domain name, because that's the only thing that actually is a real hard cost for me. So
there you go.
Right.
Hey, Bill, I've got another question here. It's kind of it has been important to me in the past, and I know it is to a lot of other people, because you were talking earlier about you love to put little best-of-breed freebies together to come up with a very powerful device for doing automation. One of the things that no matter what course I buy or what I look at, one of the most expensive things out there is the emailing. When you're emailing over 500 or 1,000 a day, now you're going to have to go to a service or a day or even a week because, you know, like Verizon, I think they only allow you only 1,000 a day. So, and if you go to Benchmark Email or any of these other systems out there, they charge a lot of money for anything over 1,000.
Yeah.
So is that the major expense when you're going to do any of these things, whether you're promoting something, marketing something, or...
That's certainly one of the expenses you have to factor in to any sort of internet marketing venture is your list does cost money to mail. Now, when I got started on GetResponse, which is a very inexpensive system. Even when you got up to the high numbers that I managed to get to pretty quickly, it was still pretty reasonable. Moving over to Infusionsoft was not as reasonable. I have an iContact account as well. That's really unreasonable in comparison to where I started, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, that's something that absolutely needs to be planned for. But, you know, a beginner, so the intro GetResponse account is like $11 a month. And I think that allows you to mail, I want to say up to about 2,500 maybe, something like that. I mean, you just need to go to GetResponse.com, and you can see what those numbers are. AWeber has an introductory account.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all do. But, you know, it's interesting, like, my friends that have surpassed the 100,000 person list size always say that at that point, your expenses really go through the roof.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
So, you know, it's not uncommon. I've heard it's not uncommon to have overage mailing costs of $20,000 a month.
Wow.
To mail a list of that size.
Yeah, because the plans don't go that high, right?
They do not, no.
Right.
They do not, typically. So.
We're talking about plans. Most of the services will tell you, here, you pick a plan, you know, $1,000 a month, $10,000 a month, $50,000 a month. When you get into hundreds and 200,000, there's no plan for that. You have to pay, you know, what, a penny each or half a penny each?
Well, Infusionsoft has up to, I think they go up to a half a million.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're enterprise, whatever you call it.
Yeah, they do. They do. Interestingly enough, it's a game that I'm getting into because part of this new product I'm creating does send emails.
Right.
So because it sends emails, guess what game I'm in? I'm also in the autoresponder business, too. So.
A new hat for Bill.
Yeah. As my wife would say, like I need another one, you know.
Yeah,
like we were
really.
Just talking about, like I need another distraction, you know.
Yeah. But what I don't want people to get nervous and jerky. These are things that come as you grow. You don't just start out with this huge expense. I mean, that's the beauty of what you're proposing, is that it's not something that's going to cost a fortune up front, and there's a potential for automating it so that you can grow with this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So
okay, Bill, we're gonna go ahead and cut it off now because
we got to make sure we have Bill promise to come back once.
Well,
we,
yeah, because
once we test out his stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And once we can really market the hell out of it and really milk him for everything he's worth, then we need him to come back.
Yeah, I want to give him a chance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. But I want to give him a chance, Bill. I want you to. Tell people you have, I know you have some introductory stuff, you have some middle-of-the-road stuff, and probably some really heavy-duty stuff, a few courses out there that you're offering. If you go to Bill Crosby, CROSBY.com, how do they find out about those, or could you tell us about them real quick and tell them where to get them, or
yeah,
where to check them out?
The best little introductory thing that I have going right now is a product called the Social Media Content Factory. and that actually is a morphing from the original Twitter traffic machine, but really focusing on how to develop really great content.
I have that one, and it's very good.
Yeah, and that's just, you know, that's just a really helpful little tool set to because, you know, as we've talked about all, you know, numerous times in this conversation, that, you know, content is really important, and the more content you can create, the better. But again, you know, I developed that because, you know, most people don't have the time to go around writing content all day, and this is a way to sort of automate a lot of that process within social media. So that would probably be the best place for somebody to start.
Okay, where can they go to find that?
At socialmediacontentfactory.com.
Okay. Do you have any others? I know you have one coming out pretty soon, and we'll get that out to people when you're ready to go in about 45 days.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
yeah, that's.
Do you have any other ones that you're offering right now?
Not at the moment. Those are the only ones that I have going right now. So.
Okay. Are you speaking anywhere or doing anything like that? Are you trying?
Yeah, actually, I have been trying to get out from behind the computer screen a lot more this year, and plan on doing a lot more speaking next year. So I've already done a couple of speaking engagements in November and December in Vegas and in San Diego. We've got another one coming up at the end of November or at the end of January in Vegas, and then February in Los Angeles. I've been getting much more into local marketing for small businesses.
Good. That's a biggie.
It's a biggie, and it's just a really fantastic environment. It's a very ripe environment.
Yeah, well, Groupon has proven that works.
Yeah, Groupon surely has, but I'm more interested in terms of an SEO and a video creation play. TrafficGeyser has become. I'm a huge fan of TrafficGeyser and what they've done with that.
Right.
And it's a real fantastic business for somebody that wants to really dive in and have a tool set that will support you in a serious way. So I'm a huge proponent of what they've done and continue to do. So that's another thing that we're doing, and what I determined is that take my internet marketing skills, and instead of going, you know, shop to shop in my local area and say, hey, would you like me to help you get to the front page of Google? I use Facebook and LinkedIn, and I drive them to a local event, which they can find out more about, and then get the ones that are really serious about, you know, taking their marketing to the next level to raise their own hand in one event. And then we put them into the system that we've created.
That's great. So, well, when you come in February, let me know. Maybe we can do an audio interview. A video interview with you.
Absolutely. You guys are in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, I am. He's in Florida. So Bob's in Florida.
Bob's
in Florida.
Yeah,
but I'm in Los Angeles, so I can shoot on out.
I'd love to. That sounds great.
Very good.
Could back up one second. That socialmediacontent.com?
Factory. Yeah, Factory.
Oh, social media. Factory.
Contentfactory.com.
Let's get it right. Socialmediacontentfactory.com.
Okay, now I got it. Okay.
Bill couldn't make it any longer. He tried.
Yeah, really?
I know. That's one of those things. But the SEO on that was really good.
Well, I'd love to get you back and talk SEO more, and especially because we have a lot of issues with Google ranking and Alexa numbers and those kind of things. If you're interested in coming back, we'd love to wrap on those.
I would be honored. That would be great.
That would be great. Yeah, we really didn't ask the real hard questions, which I really wanted to hold off a little while, which is just how do you make money with all this? But for people that are just starting out, a lot of our listeners, just the fact that the importance of a list, even though people say, members, I don't want to have more people, what's the good of having followers? I don't think people really understand the strength of that whole system of getting a list together, and I think we're going to leave it at that, and then when we all start making money with your new system, we'll get you back and have you talk about it.
Sounds fantastic.
You've been
right.
Great, Bill.
All right. Well,
thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks so much for having me. It's been a blast talking with you.
Oh, not a problem. So Everybody, this is J.W. Najarian and Bob Schechter for the Networking Fools. Thank you so much for coming and listening to this interview today with Bill Crosby. We are very happy to have him. For more interviews, go to www.networkingfools.com. That's www.networkingfools.com. And here's wishing everybody a wonderful day, week, year, and everything else, and all that other stuff. Anyway, take care. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another in a series of podcasts brought to you by the Commercial Real Estate Professional Investor Group, also known as CravePig. CravePig can be found at www.cravepig.com. That's CREPIG.com. CravePig Audio Series is a production of Fools Media Group, copyright 2011, and the property of the Commercial Real Estate Professional Investor Group and Fools Media Group, and all rights are reserved.